You got that?
जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन भजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन भजजनरञ्जन यमुनातीर वनाचारी यमुनातीर रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री भाषादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन चंद्र की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण की जय रामीत भक्तवृंद की जय नी वृंदावन की जय Samabhita Bhaktivinoda ki jai. All glories to the Ashwamedha Lord. All glories to the Ashwamedha Lord. Thank you very much. So after 2 years, I think, I have got the opportunity of seeing you and your Radha Vrindavan Chandra. He's so kind upon you. So, real happiness is here. Radha Vrindavan Chandra is staying here and he is pleased with your service. This is the perfection of life. Keep Krishna always with you and serve him sincerely, then all happiness will come. Without any endeavor. The foolish people, they do not know. They are trying to improve their economic condition, position, and wasting their time. It has no value. Of course, modern people will take it as very revolting that there is no need of this endeavor for economic development. Actually, if you study minutely, what is the benefit by economic development? Prahlad Maharaj says that what is that verse? Only waste of time. Prajateta, natasheta prajateta, ayudbhaya param. This modern civilization, it is not modern, but in modern civilization it has become very prominent that to improve the economic condition. Economic condition means to improve the standard of sense gratification. This is called going on economic condition. But we require little sense gratification. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. This is the gradual process of evolution. Real purpose is moksha. How to become free from this entanglement of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is the real aim of life. But because we are coming from the lowest grade of living condition, jalajanam lakhani, sabara lakhavinsati, like that, 8,400,000 different species of life, our tendency is only for sense gratification, because in the lower grade of life there is no other pleasure except sense gratification. A small ant, some information has come to him that on the third floor there is a grain of sugar and is running there. Ahara, something eatable is there. So, sense enjoyment means these four things: eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. This is called sense enjoyment. But This is common to everyone. Sukham mandira kang bradvaitya deho yogena dehina sarvatra labhati daivat jatha dukham madatnata. Now, if you study the lower grade of life, they are having all these things without any plan for economic development. Lower grade, just like animals say, other lower grade give us help. Lower grade means less than the animal are the aquatics, the plants, the insects, the birds, then come to the beast, then come to the human form of life, civilized, uncivilized, then civilized. In this way, there is gradation. So, this happiness, sense gratification, that is already there. Prahlad Maharaj says, sukham oindriyakam daitya. Deha yogena dehina. The sense gratification is there in different bodies. But the standard may be different. Standard means our calculation. Otherwise the standard is also the same. The sex life between dogs and sex life between human beings, the pleasure is the same. There is no change. There is no change. You don't think that when the dogs on the public street enjoy sex life, their standard is lesser than our sex life in a very nice decorated apartment and so many things, nice dress, nice bedding. No, the pleasure is the same. Just like if one has got typhoid fever, it is not that the poor man will suffer more than the rich man. No. The fever temperature is the same. The doctor, after taking temperature, he will say the temperature is the same. The rich man, it does not mean that because the rich man has got typhoid fever, his suffering is less than the typhoid fever for the poor man. No, that is not possible. So we think that the standard of sense gratification is pleasure. No, the standard of pleasure of this, eating, sleeping, we are taking pleasure in eating nice foodstuff. Just now, Kirtanananda Maharaj gave me. And another animal, he is also eating something very abominable to our consideration, just like the pig eating stool. He is also getting the same pleasure. So economic development does not mean that you can improve the quality of pleasure. That is not possible. That's what I was speaking, that the dog is running with four legs and we are running with four wheels. But it does not mean the pleasure of running is different. The dog is also enjoying by running here and there. Perhaps you have seen sometimes with four legs and we are also. The standard does not improve. The superficial change, I may think that this is advancement. No, that is not advancement. Because the real thing is that your sense pleasure, the sense pleasure of the dog and sense pleasure of the human being may be executed in a different way, but the pleasure derived out of it is the same. Therefore, Shastra says, sukham andriyakam daitya deha yogena, simply the living entity's food in a certain type of body, he is endeavoring in a different way. Therefore he says, tat prayasam na kartavyam jato ayubhayam param. See, if simply to improve the standard of, actually there is no improvement, but we think that we have improved. Rather, we have taken so much risk. That requires knowledge. But anyone can understand. Suppose I can eat some quantity of food. Even if I am a millionaire, I shall eat the same quantity. Not that because I am a millionaire. Kritananda Maharaj gave me so much nice food stuff, but I could take only according to my appetite. One puri, two samosa, that's all. It is not that because Kritananda Maharaj has given so nice, so I shall eat the whole plate. No. That is not possible. I'll have to eat so much as I can eat. By improving even the so-called standard, I shall eat the same proportion as I am able to eat, not more nor less. And that is destined. That is destined. When I came to your country, I had no shelter, I had no food, no arrangement, but I was eating. And now I have got so many nice sons and daughters, but I am eating the same. So when there were nobody to help me, I was eating. And now you have so many to give me satisfaction, I am also eating. So eating is not stopped. Eating is not stopped in any condition. That is arranged by God. Every living in ekaja bahunam vidudhati kama. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. That's God. God is providing food for the ant and for the elephant simultaneously. So why should we waste our time for this purpose? Eating, sleeping, that is already settled up. That is already tasyaiva hi tapradate tapovida. Settle up, then we shall, we haven't got to war. Yes, we haven't got to war. We haven't got to war for Krishna's service, not for your eating, sleeping, mating. No. Yamna. It is already there. It is already fixed up. Therefore, Shastra says, tasyaiva heta pratyateta kovida na labhate jad bhamatam uparyadha. In every life, you have tried to get very nice food, nice shelter, nice sex life. That is going on. But when you have got this human form of life, if you try for the same purpose and waste your time, thinking yourself advanced in civilization, because the dog is running on the street with four legs, and you are running with greater speed with four wheels, that does not mean you have improved. You are still dog. You must remember that. You are not even human being. Because in the form of human being, your business is to understand Krishna. That is your business. If you don't try to understand Krishna and simply improve your method of running better than the dog, that is not civilization. This is our presentation. Krishna consciousness movement means presenting a new life of civilization. How to become a servant of Krishna, then everything will come automatically. Krishna is supplying already. It's like a government. When a man is put into the jail for his criminality, The government takes care of his food, of his shelter, if he's sick, hospital, everything. But he is still punished for correction. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna will give us food, shelter, sex facility and defense, everywhere. Sukham mandir kangjat dhitya deha yogina dehina sarvatra labhate dvaivat. By the arrangement of the superior, we can see practically the elephant eating 40 kilograms at a time. And he has no attempt for economic development. He's getting. And the ant also, grain of sugar, is getting. You'll find within your room, in a hole, there are thousands of ants. Are you giving him food? Who is giving them? Not only one, two, thousand. So this is intelligence, that God has provided everyone for these facilities. So human being, why? He should not have this facility from God. It is already there. There is no doubt about it. Therefore, human life should be utilized to understand God. Because forgetting God, we are in this material world and suffering so many miserable conditions of life. That is our problem. And the most important problem is birth, death, old age and disease. So to make a solution of this birth, death, old age, that is meant in the human form of life. That is Krishna consciousness. If you simply become Krishna conscious, Krishna says, janma karma midi bhamjo janati tattva takta dehang punarjanma naiti mami. Simply by understanding Krishna, you will become free from this material entanglement, birth, death, old age and disease. Jadgatyana nivartante. That should be our aim of life. Not to so-called rat racing or dog racing. No, this is not civilization. And Krishna has given